Antony Blinken had strong words for the Rwandan government after UN experts said they have evidence Rwanda is backing M23 rebels in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo.
We recognize that Rwanda has security concerns of its own, including reports of cooperation between the Congolese military and the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, the DFLR, an armed group. My message to both President Tshisekedi and President Kagame this week has been the same. Any support or cooperation with any armed group in eastern DRC endangers local communities and regional stability.
Rwanda's government denies allegations. It supports M23.
Rwanda is not the cause of long-standing instability in eastern DRC, where we have over 130 armed groups, including the M23. And the presence of the FDLR and the close collaboration with the army of the DRC has always been the most significant cause of insecurity.
The Congolese government and Rwanda have had years of tension, with both sides accusing each other of funding rebellions. Since May, the armed group calling itself M23 has waged its most sustained offensive in years, killing dozens and displacing tens of thousands of people.
We were displaced after M23 captured our village. We are afraid of them. When they are fighting, they do not differentiate between soldiers and civilians. We do not want to die here.
Blinken also discussed the jailing of Paul Rusesabagina, the man portrayed in the film Hotel Rwanda, sheltering hundreds of people during the 1994 genocide. Rusesabagina, a U.S. permanent resident, was sentenced last September to 25 years in prison after being convicted of terrorism charges tied to an organization opposed to President Paul Kagame's leadership.
As far as the government of Rwanda is concerned, Paul Rusesabagina is a Rwandan citizen. And he was arrested, he was tried, and convicted along with 20 other accomplices for serious crimes they committed against Rwandan citizens. And which he committed while residing in the United States.
Before his trip to East Africa, Blinken was in South Africa. Analysts say the U.S. wants to increase its diplomacy in the region to counter Russia's growing influence on the African continent. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera.